The alleged rape of an undocumented immigrant is leading his attorney to question how the Jefferson County Jail ensures the safety of prisoners. Mexican Audemio Orozco Ramirez says he was raped in the jail during the early morning hours of October 5th. He was undergoing deportation proceedings at the time. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce says Jefferson County officials believe the jail provides adequate protection.
Audemio Orozco Ramirez says the rape happened the first night he was staying at the Jefferson County Jail. He had been detained a few days earlier after his immigration status was checked during a routine traffic stop. He says he woke up and several inmates from his cell pod were holding him down, and at least one was raping him. Orozco Ramirez's attorney, Shahed Hawk Hausrath, worries the Jefferson County Jail is not taking his client's accusations seriously.
A month after the sexual assault happened, they still hadn't interviewed each of the nine people who were in that detention cell with him.
He says DNA testing has still not been finished on Orozco Ramirez's clothing from that night. The alleged victim believes his clothes are contaminated with semen from his attacker. Also, Orozco Ramirez speaks little English, and Hawk Hausrath faults the jail for not making it easier for Orozco Ramirez to report the incident. He waited several days before he could talk with a Spanish-speaking official at an Idaho detention facility. Jefferson County Attorney Matthew Johnson says the jail is still awaiting reports on the evidence sent to the state crime lab.
Until they get us some final analysis and reports, we're still only able to say the case is being investigated.
Johnson says a lot of time has been put in tracking down those who were in the cell on the night of the alleged incident. He says even though there are no Spanish-speaking staff members at the jail, Orozco Ramirez did have access to a telephone.
If someone comes in the jail and they can't speak English, I think there's some effort made to ensure that, you know, there is adequate communication, access to attorneys, access to phone calls.
Johnson also says the jail's video surveillance system shows no evidence of the assault. There is a missing segment of video from about 2 a.m. to 4 a.m., but Johnson says that comes from the motion-activated camera shutting down during periods when no movement is detected. Hawk Hausrath says the footage starts again at 4 a.m. with someone coming out of a bathroom.
At some point, that person had to go into the bathroom. We don't believe that there was no footage, there's no motion during that time.
Johnson says the jail spent $5,000 having the video surveillance system checked in the wake of the Orozco Ramirez case.
The video system was working properly, and there has been no tampering with it.
Orozco Ramirez is now waiting in Sidney, Montana, to see if his case will go to trial. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.